So the story of the buffalo's wife was told to confirm the reverence.
That's right.
What happened when the white man came and slaughtered this animal of reverence?
That was a sacramental violation. I mean, in the 80s, when the buffalo hunt was undertaken, you know,
the 1880s, 100 years ago,
Buffalo Bill and so forth, when I was a boy, whenever we went for sleigh rides, we had a buffalo robe. Buffalo robes all over the place. This was the sacred animal of the Indian. These hunters go out with repeating rifles and shoot down the whole herd and leave it there. They take the skin to sell and the body's left to rot. This is a sacrilege. And it really is a sacrilege.
It turned the buffalo from a thou
to an it.
The Indians addressed the buffalo as thou, an object of reverence.
The Indians addressed life as a thou. I mean, trees, and stones, and everything else. You can address anything as a thou, and you can feel the change in your psychology as you do it. The ego that sees a thou is not the same ego that sees an it. Your whole psychology changes when you address things as an it.
Whether it's a woman.
And when you go to war with the people, the problem of the newspapers is to turn those people into its so that they're not thous.
That was an incredible moment in the evolution of American society when the buffalo was slaughtered. That was the final exclamation point behind the destruction of the Indian civilization, because you were destroying...
Can you imagine what this experience must have been for a people within 10 years to lose their environment, to lose their food supply, to lose the object, the central object of their ritual life?
So it is in your belief that it was in this period of hunting man and woman, the time of hunting man, that human beings began to sense a stirring of the mythic imagination, the wonder of things that they didn't know.